Hello, everyone. My name is Yang Rui, and I'm from China. I did my undergrad at University of Science and Technology of China. After that, I went to Brown University, and I just obtained my PhD this May. And now I'm at Perimeter, and this is my first postdoc, so I'm very excited. This work cloud presents nicely on my research interest and what I have been working on. And I will use the rest of my time to briefly tell you what I'm up to. So first, I would like to say a little bit of my research background. I spent 3 years in my PhD working with my advisor, Professor Gates, on supersymmetry, supergravity, and Suzy representation theory. One of the problems that we have worked on is basically using some Lie algebra techniques to decipher the complete component field content of arbitrary superfield in any space-time dimension. And after that, since last year, I started to look at celestial amplitudes, working with Professor Sperling and Volovich at Brown. And our main goal is to study to have a better understanding on the celestial CFT by looking at some explicit examples. So, for example, we studied the celestial Aveda of the dual superconformal symmetry in N equal 4 super young Mills. We also look at the differential equations that can constrain the celestial correlators, and we identify their momentum space origin. Moreover, we also studied the light transforms and conformal Bloch decomposition of the celestial amplitudes. So what I am currently interested in? Well, first of all, as a postdoc at Celestial Holography Initiative, of course, I'm interested in continuing exploring the Celestial Holography program. And specifically, my focus in the near future will be on exploring the connection between Celestial Holography and the amplitudes, CFT, and gravity communities. To be more precise, here I'm going to show you two problems that I'm looking at right now. The first thing I'm learning right now is about the conformal collider physics and how the celestial holography framework, as well as the higher spin dynamics in gravity, can fit in this story. So the conformal collider physics was initiated by Hoffman and Madasena in 2008. And the central star, the central object of study is this so-called the ANAC operator, which is also a stress tensor library operator. And later, this ANAC operator has been generalized in various ways. For example, Cordova and Shaw show that if you look at the smeared version of the stress tensor library operator, you will find they form an algebra, and this algebra has a BMS subalgebra. And moreover, if you look at the ANAC operator and smear it along the future non-infinity, you will find they form the Virasoro algebra. So, and the cool thing is that we realized all of these stress tensor library operators are essentially celestial primaries, and it can be related to the soft charges by the asymptotic Einstein equations. So right now we are a good starting point to explore the connections can started with the algebra. And another thing that we're looking at is to see to what extent the celestial holography framework can be related to the asymmetric Sprung trap. So from the momentum, from the amplitude point of view, we have the on-shell recursion relation. For example, we have BCFW recursion relation, and we have this input, and with this input, we can construct the higher point amplitudes recursively. From the celestial CFT point of view, we would expect we can start from symmetry, spectrum, and OPE to construct the higher point correlators recursively as well. So as a celestial holographer, we would like to understand how they can be encoded in one another. So this is another question that I'm looking at right now. And besides the celestial holography, there's another thing that I'm doing, which is the TT-bar-like flow interpretations for supersymmetric Bowen fail actions. So basically the idea is that the TT-bar deformation is another way to organize the nonlinearly realized symmetries. And this approach has been intensively studied for the supersymmetric and non-supersymmetric theories in both 2D and 4D. And remarkably, recently, the 4D unequal one supersymmetric Bowen field action has been understood as the TT-bar deformation. So we would like to investigate if the 3D unequal one supersymmetric Bowen field action that I worked with Constantinos earlier this year can have a similar interpretation. And that's it. Thank you very much.
Any questions?
What was the supersymmetry in 2D?
Sorry?
Supersymmetry.
In 2D, they have looked at the unequal 4-4 and unequal 2-2. And they both found you can have this TT bar like flow interpretation for the point. Yeah.
Why are you interested in 3D n equals 1, not n equals 2?
Because 3D, you are asking like n equal 1 versus n equal 2?
I mean, it seems like from this perspective, it is much more like natural to look at 3D n equals 2 because
you can directly do the dimension reduction for the n equal 1. Yeah.
They all have homomorphisms. What is there any particular reason? And 3D n equals 2, somebody already solved.
No, I mean, from this this type of work, only as far as I know, the literature only look at the 4D unequal one and the 2D models. No one has looked at the 3D models.
I see. But it seems that you're like trying to solve a harder problem first. Because like 3D unequals one has like it's much different from like this 2D and 4D because they are in a home.
I mean the 3D story is different, like
yeah, 3D n equals 2 is like
3D n equals 2, right? You can consider it by just do the dimension reduction for 4D n equals 1, but I'm not sure if there is any technical like difficulty to do that because in 3D you don't have the chirality, for example, and your superspace structure is a little different than four dimension, so you cannot just naively like to write down your formula because for example the Bianchi identity looks quite different.
Well just curious if you
Of course if we can do 3D unequal one, I think it will be not difficult to do 3D unequal two. And
other questions?
Maybe one. Yeah, so what's the motivation for that average null energy condition operator, just that you're interested in looking at these theories on a null boundary or?
About the energy condition, there is a very long story. So for a long story short, people interested in the energy condition, one reason is about that we have especially in gravity, because we have the Einstein equation, the g mu mu equal t mu mu. So classically, you can imagine that if we have some conditions on our stress tensor, that will tell us something about our space-time geometry. So that's, I think, how people started to ask about this question. And people found that maybe the local energy condition is too strong, that you cannot just smoothly extended in at a quantum level. So we have this ANEC, like the now average now energy condition, which is a less strong condition, and which is you can define it at a quantum level.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to be able to violate the null energy condition?
No, I'm not going to violate it. I'm trying to see if the celestial holography framework can help, or it can help us. Like I would like to see this connection because we know that this ANEC operator are living on the celestial sphere, and it is a primary.